Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book Escape from Freedom. There are many poems about freedom. You may have heard of Freedom and Love by the Hungarian poet Sándor Petőfi. Life is dear, love is dearer, but I can give up both for freedom. Or the one by Roman Roland, freedom is always the greatest asset of all kinds. In modern society, everyone is eager to attain freedom and self-fulfillment. People claim to be willing to give up anything for freedom, but the book Escape from Freedom presents a different picture. In reality, lots of people, even the majority who seem to pursue and praise freedom, are unknowingly trying to escape from it. Their actions actually run counter to what they claim. Why is this? In order to answer that question, we need to understand the background of when the book was written. The author Erich Fromm was a German-American born into a Jewish family. He was a significant member of the Frankfurt School and a successor of Marxist philosophy. He merged Freudian psychoanalysis and humanism, and drew on diverse and crucial thoughts to form his own style. Widely known as one of the founders of psychoanalytic sociology, he was good at using psychological approaches to analyze social behaviors. In 1933, Adolf Hitler came into power and became the German Chancellor. Fromm was aware of the evil nature of Nazism, and moved to the United States the next year to continue his psychoanalytic research at Columbia University. Escape from Freedom was his first monograph during his time at Columbia. The book was published in 1941, during the third year of the Second World War. The cruelty of war, the retrogression of civilization, and the depravity of humanity drove Fromm to consider the following questions. In the treacherous journey to freedom, people have gone through all kinds of hardship during the Renaissance, the Reformation, and the Industrial Revolution. What ultimately made hard-earned democracy fall back into the abyss of totalitarianism and dictatorship overnight? What made a nation that once fostered Kant and Beethoven rush to sacrifice freedom and become fanatic supporters of Hitler? Fromm tried to approach these questions from a psychological perspective, and his conclusions are published in Escape from Freedom. It's commendable that he didn't make a grand narrative, but instead focused on the process of individuation to analyze the psychological mechanisms closely linked with people's mentality. Therefore, the book transcends a historical analysis and remains a classic after more than 70 years. This bookie will illustrate why people pursue freedom while simultaneously escaping from it from the following three aspects: the reasons to escape, the three mechanisms of escaping, and how to attain real freedom. Let's get started and go through them one by one. At first glance, the title of the book may cause confusion. If freedom is so wonderful, why would anyone ever want to escape from it? To sort out the causality and make everything clear, Fromm chose to start from the very beginning, namely how the concept of freedom emerged. Let's begin with the characteristics of freedom. Freedom is inherent. It develops as the individual becomes more and more aware of the self. Look at the growing process of an individual. When an embryo is in the mother's womb, it's a part of the mother and has no freedom. Despite this, it is protected by the womb, thus having everything it needs to survive with perfect security. After the baby is born and the umbilical cord is cut, the baby becomes an individual separate from the mother. However, it is still dependent on the mother's care for everything, because it's only separate in the physical sense. Starting from his crib, the range of possible activities gradually extends to the room, the entire house, the school, and the society. Meanwhile, the baby's opportunities for communication gradually extend to other family members, classmates, friends, and teachers. In this process, the child grows both physically and cognitively with increasing knowledge about the world, which makes him eager for self-development and self-expression. He desires to leave the mother and do what he wants in pursuit of freedom. This is known as the process of individuation, in which one's self-strength continues to grow, individuality continues to develop, and the desire for freedom gets stronger. In fact, the historical evolution of human society is similar to the process of individual growth. Both reflect a process of growing individuation and growing freedom. When man separated himself from nature and tried to conquer it, this marked the first step in man's search for freedom. In primitive society, man's life was intertwined with nature. They relied on nature to survive and passively adapted to their surroundings, thus having no real freedom. Even when man invented tools to manipulate nature throughout the Stone Age and the Iron Age, and then established feudalism, he still had no freedom. Why? Because he was largely restricted by geographical conditions and the lack of transportation. Additionally, in early feudal society, one's social status was predetermined, and the class stratification could hardly be changed. For example, the child of a carpenter was very likely to be a carpenter himself. This shows how individual freedom was absent in feudal society. Until the dawn of the 14th century, Europe witnessed the Renaissance, the Reformation, and the Enlightenment one after another. The emerging bourgeoisie and the masses strongly opposed feudalism and the church using various movements. They advocated for the ideas of humanity, freedom, democracy, and equality, planting the concept of freedom in people's mind. Along with the emancipation of the mind, European countries were also rapidly developing in terms of technology and economy. From the Industrial Revolution onwards, large-scale mechanical manufacturing had replaced handicrafts. Factories needed to hire independent workers rather than slaves, the latter over whom they had absolute control. The competition among factories also provided a certain degree of freedom for workers to choose their employers. Capitalism further freed individuals from predetermined social positions under the feudal system and allowed people to choose their own path. Despite the many restrictions under capitalism, people to some extent had an opportunity to succeed through their intelligence and hard work. In general, capitalism freed individuals from the traditional bonds of feudalism and greatly promoted the awakening of free will. What did freedom bring to us? In Fromm's eyes, freedom is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, freedom brings independence and rationality, so that people are entitled to make choices freely and take the initiative to strive for success. On the other hand, it isolates people and increases their risk of falling prey to loneliness and anxiety. We can see from the process of individual growth, when the child is with the mother, he is cared for by her and doesn't need to worry about food or clothes. Although unfree, the child feels a sense of security. As he grows up and has to face the world on his own, he sometimes feels at a loss and suffers from the feeling of loneliness. In particular, when faced with a setback, he will be extremely eager to return to his mother for that sense of security. From the perspective of human history, people were freed from the shackles of the master-slave relationship in feudal society and came to possess the right of free choice. Nevertheless, mechanized manufacturing and further division of labor only required people to carry out repetitive and standardized production. As a result, workers were like a cog in the machine. Although they were free to choose their workplace, their role was so insignificant that they could be replaced at any time. The competition thus became increasingly fierce in this situation, which made workers extremely anxious. What's more, the capitalist market is profit-oriented and doesn't value the maintenance of interpersonal relationships. Competitors were fighting ruthlessly against each other and defeated others at every opportunity. The employers and employees took advantage of each other as tools. Such indifferent interpersonal relationships deepen the feelings of loneliness. Moreover, when wars resulted from the ambitious expansion and invasion of capitalist countries, it exacerbated people's sense of powerlessness. People possess the independence and rationality that comes with freedom. However, they fall prey to the state of uneasiness caused by anxiety, loneliness, and powerlessness. What should they do? According to Fromm, there are two ways to overcome this plight. The first is a path forward. It requires one to adhere to rationality, insist on independence, improve the self and one's personality, and connect with others and the world in a genuine and spontaneous manner. The second way is a path backward. This means to go back to the womb, or a previous social environment for the sake of security. However, since one can neither go back to the womb nor can history retrace its steps, people will then think of ways to escape from freedom. That's all for part one. Let's sum it up. From the process of individual growth and the evolution of human history, we come to understand that freedom is inherent and developing. It brings us not only independence and rationality, but also the feelings of loneliness, anxiety, and powerlessness. At this tipping point, two paths are available to us, one forward and one backward. The latter is to escape from freedom. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.